Chapter 10, Awareness as Your Key to Deliberate Creation. Your thriving will be immediately enhanced in the moment you understand and begin to utilize your own emotional guidance system. Through your continual exposure to life experience, you're stimulated to constant awareness, which means that you're focusing upon something all day, every day, and that focus is causing an activation of vibration within you. Most people do not realize that they are vibrational beings living in a vibrational universe, and most are not aware that they are vibrationally attracting their own reality. And so, most people make little or no effort to deliberately focus thought. In this fast-paced environment with so much to consider, it would be no small task to have conscious awareness of every thought. In fact, a sifting and sorting of all this data is not possible. Fortunately, you do not have to sort the plethora of thoughts that are moving through you, for the law of attraction will tend to that sorting process. Everyone and everything in the universe is consciousness, and all consciousness is vibration or energy. And all consciousness has the ability to focus, even the one-celled amoeba. All consciousness is having experience, and all consciousness is having personal perception of that experience, and constant preferences are being born from that personal perception. Exposure to the contrast and variety of life causes continual personal preferences to emanate from every point of consciousness. When exposure to your experiences causes you to give birth to a personal preference or desire, a vibration emanates from you, a rocket of desire, and your inner being, your source, all that is, begins to immediately respond to that request. In other words, when you ask, from any level of your being, it is given, every time. Can you vibrationally match your new desires? So, the non-physical part of you receives your request, has keen awareness of your rocket of desire, and turns its undivided attention toward the desire to which you've just given birth. In other words, your inner being instantly becomes a vibrational match to your new desire, and therefore it immediately receives the benefit of your leading-edge launching of your leading-edge desire. You, however, from your physical standpoint, are usually not yet a perfect vibrational match to your new desire, for your desire was born from contrast, and so you still have a mix of vibrations within you relative to your desire. In the moment the new desire or preference has been launched, there's an immediate discrepancy in the vibration of your inner being or source, who immediately aligned with your new desire, and your personal physical perspective, which still holds a mix of vibrations. Your work now is to activate within your vibration only those aspects that match your new desire. And that is where your emotional guidance system comes in, for your emotions are your indicators of vibrational alignment or discord. For example, you're having a conversation with someone who's very busy and does not really want to take the time to have a discussion with you. This person is abrupt with you, even rude. This experience causes a preference to emanate from you. And even if you cannot or do not put words to it, the fact is that you prefer to be treated with more respect. And so, a newly defined preference now radiates from you, and your inner being finds immediate alignment with the idea of your being treated with more respect. You, however, have not yet found that alignment. You are still recalling this person's attitude, rude words, and actions. Your vibrations are a mixture of how you want to be treated and how you just were treated. You are not a match to your new desire, but your inner being is. If you're sensitive to the way you feel, you can sense the discord between the vibration of your inner being and your in-this-moment vibration. In fact, that's what your emotions always indicate. A good-feeling emotion indicates vibrational alignment between the perspective of your inner being and you. A bad-feeling emotion indicates vibrational misalignment between your inner being and you. Another example. In sorting through your mail, you find several requests for payments of bills due, and as you add them up, you realize you do not have enough money to pay everything you now owe. In that moment, a desire for more money emanates from you, and your inner being focuses surely and immediately upon the idea of more money and takes pleasure from the idea of this. You, however, continue to sift through your stack of bills, facing the reality of where you now stand. "I have more bills than I have money to pay them," you complain. You have not found alignment with your new desire, and the negative emotion that you feel, worry, anger, frustration, indicates your misalignment with your source. No desire, no matter what the subject, can manifest into your experience as long as there's a vibrational difference between the desire and your practice vibration. You have to practice yourself into vibrational alignment with your desires before they will be realized in your experience. That's the reason that we refer to your emotions as your emotional guidance system, for they help you recognize the relationship between the vibration of your desire and the vibration of your offering. No other factors need be considered in the achievement of anything you want. What others think, what they've lived, what they are living, what you've lived in the past, even what you're living right now, none of that has any bearing whatsoever on your ability to achieve the object of your desires. Only the vibrational relativity between your desire and you is relevant.